Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I woke up the next Sunday morning somewhere.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What? Happened to this show.
Like, seriously.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, of course you feel good. You're listening to The Rush Hour. She's a Monday afternoon. Beautiful day in the best city in the world. Mightn't last too long, fat boy. No. We might be about to get persisted on next couple of days. But at the moment, it's nice, and it's nice to have everyone's company today. Damien Barrett joins us. Footy coming back. We need to know what that looks like. And the open line, I cannot believe this. Normally Monday, my domain, safe hands. Greg Chappell first slip. But today, fat boy.
Yes,
takes over.
Too many wines.
I'm really worried about it. Hello to you, by the way.
You've had too many wines, Jim, over the weekend. So Billy Rick McCosker will open the batting there. Don't worry about that. Great to be with you. I tell you what, it's today in the afternoon. It was about 19 degrees in Melbourne. A bit cooler now, Jim. Of course. But a lovely day, blue skies, sun is out, and Rapsy's had a haircut.
But now you've got the great man on, Ash. You can ask him whatever question you want.
Oh, this would be good.
No, a question?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at asking questions, as Damo knows in the room. Now, Reese, how are you?
How are you going?
Hey, mate. Come on, Ash.
Bloody hell.
Doing a great job.
You've got the coach of the North Melbourne Football Club on the line, and the only question you can think of is, how are you going?
Come on, Ash. But Reesey comes on.
Yes.
He was intimidated, Ash, but how are you going? Was his question. Oh, seriously, come on.
What about the podcast?
Oh, no.
He did a podcast, Ash.
Come on. Now, Fat, yes. I know you've got a comprehensive rap on the way, but just before we get to it, I've got a question for you.
Oh, yes, please.
You know I've isolated a long way away, in fact, as far away from you as I can possibly get. So I'm not on top of every single thing that's going on.
No, you're not.
But even all the way down here, it's got to me that the Sunday Footy Show, of course, a show close to my heart, having worked on it with you for
you
a long time.
You hosted it, Jim.
Did and loved it, and now it's in the very, very safe hands of our man Tony Jones, a.k.a. The Chompers.
The Chomp.
Thanks, Chompers.
Yes, Jim.
Is it true that he has all but snatched it because Nath Brown has played the vision of Beck Judd brushing him one too many times?
Yes. No, look, what's happened? We have played it a lot. If you watch the show every week, there's the kiss and then there's the handshake where he gets ignored and things like that.
Yes.
So we do go quite hard on the poor old Chomp Chomp. And I think he's just had enough. So I think it was about 2 weeks ago he said, righto, boys, that's it. Let's not do that anymore. Not show that to highlight. And I think we might have gone with it again Sunday.
Well, I understand he's gone on another radio station and said, if that vision gets played again, I'm up and walking off. So therefore, all I'll say to you, Billy, is I hope it gets played again just to see if he does up and off. But also, there's audio back from the Footy Show days, of course, Rabs, that we try and help Tone by not playing, so we won't play it.
Mm. All right, thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the Footy Show tonight.
Thanks, chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay, thanks for that.
Okay, thanks for that. What about him? He just goes, okay, thanks for that.
Chompity chomp, 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 chomp.
Thanks, chompers.
And he's got a helicopter pad on the back of his head now, Jim. He's got this little bald spot.
The penalty spot.
The penalty spot. So we did fly a helicopter in on Sunday to land there. And he's got to be a bit more warmer, I think, because if he wants to be the number one newsreader, he's got to be warmer, you know. And
you think that's it?
Yeah, and I don't think he's getting warmer, Jim, because we do hang a lot on him, but he takes it pretty well, and it's going all right. That show for we're better without footy.
A bit like the Saturday Rub.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Better without footy, exactly. Except when Duck tries to sing.
Oh, no, what about that?
Mariah Carey.
The show just completely lost its way for about 6 minutes.
He reckons he's...
Duck tried to sing because he thinks he's related to Mariah Carey.
And he gets his humour from Drew Carey.
That's it. And then BT said that he's related to the man who's created the orbital engines worth $5 billion.
And then he dropped off a bit of it.
Didn't you try to claim you're related to Princess Di?
Oh, Lady Di, yes.
No.
Yeah, I am.
No.
If you have a look at the family tree, why would I say that? If I weren't.
A good question. Yeah. Why would you say it? Yeah. Bill,
yes, Jim, the
what
AFL
about a
players are back
us,
at training. We'll talk to Damo more about this. But groups of eight today, non-contact for a week. And you know what they've got to have? 3 showers a day.
Really?
Yeah. That's what the...
Jeez.
Well, it's a strange... Jeez, it's very tight, the restrictions on them. Every club went back today, but the Cads had... I think they had a group training at 8:30 for 8 of them, then 10:30, then 2:30 and things like that. So we'll see what happens.
Jeez, be good for them. Imagine the mental release, though, of getting back out, even in a group of 10 or 9 or whatever 8. It is, and having a kick and a catch. Jeez, it'll be good for them.
Oh, and on a day like today, you'd be loving it.
Yep.
And it's good news over at Fremantle. I'm just reading the Western Australian here, Jim.
Fremantle opened up their borders.
Fremantle Dockers star.
Yes.
Jess Hogan set to return to Cockburn training today. So that's good news.
That's cocked to me.
Yeah, Jesse Hogan and Cockburn would be if you're speaking properly. Yep.
Jesse Hogan and Cockburn. Yes. Yeah. So that's good. Jack Stephen in hospital after a stab wound.
We need to ask Damo about that.
Yes, we do, because I don't know much about this, Jim. What's going on here?
Righto.
And the club, I don't know if they know a lot. It's in the hands of the police, of course, so we'll see what Damo's got there. The K-League side, you know, the South Korean soccer league over there, Jim?
Not really, but yeah.
Well, you should. It's on at the minute. And one of my favourite side over there is FC Seoul.
Also the easiest one for you to say as well, probably.
Yeah, FC Seoul. Well, they have apologised for filling the stadium with mannequins and dolls, Jim, on the weekend, right? So they make, look like there was people there. So they filled the stadium with mannequins and dolls, which actually turned out to be sex dolls.
Oh, no.
So they went to a sex shop, bought the dolls there. Blew them up, Jim, and they're sitting in the... That's a bit unusual and a bit weird, I would have thought.
It is
weird.
It is. Mm. On that exact point, though...
Oh, and, sex
and
dolls.
Obviously, we don't condone sex dolls, but would it be worth trying at one of the grounds, Marvel, whichever it is, getting... If not actual dolls, but, you know, like Port Adelaide Rabs used to cover those bays with...
Tarps.
Yeah, a tarp, a tarp, but it looks like a crowd. Mm. Would it be worth trying that just to see what it looked like?
And you'd put signage on there from your sponsors because they're not getting a lot throughout the year. And it's the only time...
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I just reckon on the wings and stuff, would it be worth at least trialing that? I know it's not proper crowd, but it's better than just empty seats, isn't it?
I would have thought so.
Anyway.
Of course, good idea.
Marvel had the tarp on the wing, the sponsor's wing.
Yeah, they did.
That looked all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than anything's better than just blank empty seats. Seats. But anyway, we'll see what they do.
And guess what happens June 1, Jimmy boy? Victorian cafes, restaurants, and pubs are back in business. But guess what? You can't go into the pub June 1, this is, maybe in 3 weeks' time after that, but you can't go in and just have a beer. You've got to have a meal with the beer.
Oh, look at you already starting to add up the cash.
Well, and you can only have 20 in a room.
I see.
So 20 here, 20 there, 20. And you can't go up to the bar and get beers. It's waiter service, so they're poured and they're brought to you, things like that. So anyway, it's open for business, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
And you got to leave your phone number and your name with the people, with the publican.
What for?
Well, in case you do break out with the virus, then they know who's there on that day and things like that. So at least we're open, pouring frothies.
You're happy down at the Cremorne, and if you're happy, well, we don't really care.
We are.
Anyway.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Always great to have him in. Welcome to you, Damo.
Hey, boys, and good to see some vision, some fresh vision of players doing football-related things today at their clubs. Yeah. It's good to have it back, isn't it?
Back at training, groups of eight. Someone told me they've got to have 3 showers a day, Damo. Is that right?
Look, I haven't seen the specifics of 3 showers a day. The specifics about the return to training this week are very onerous and, again, way over and above what the general public is able to do. So Yeah, and even just the restriction, as we discussed on the weekend, guys, with the number to 8 players, even though the legislation says 10 by way of the state government orders, it's just as a means to mitigate any potential outbreak. We know that they are going to push through should there be a positive test from any player on COVID-19, but if there was to have a cluster develop, obviously that would cause major problems. So these initial days back are being very, very cautious.
Just on that, with the groups of 8, it's not all 8 backmen or 8 centres or 8 forwards, because if they all have to go off for 2 weeks, you got the whole back line off. So they've mixed up all the groups.
That's partially the reason for that.
Yep. This hasn't been great fun, the lockdown for the AFL, but it has benefited some, Purple. Some players that wouldn't have got to the line for a long way into the season will now hopefully play round 2, including maybe one of the biggest names in the comp.
Yeah, from a Sydney Swans and Buddy Franklin perspective, Jim, it's just been manna from heaven, this shutdown, because he wasn't going to be available until about halfway through the season. Now, as we know, the resumption of the season will be on that calendar about the halfway point of the season, and they are now confident that he will be back for that very first game back on the June 11 Thursday resumption of football. So, yeah, it's huge for the Swans. I think it's great for him. I mean, he was going to potentially be getting up toward the 1,000-goal mark this season. He probably will fall short now that they've reduced it to only 16 games for him left anyway. So, but he'll get close. And Jack Zeeble's another one, Jim, who falls into that category. Did his knee in round 1. And, we'll certainly be pushing for selection in round 2. And even a Joe Danaher, who was already ruled out for half the season. And I still think there was some doubt as to whether he does come back. But it just gives him a chance, doesn't it, to have a renewed hope and a renewed crack at the 2020 season.
And is it Richmond-Collingwood, that first game? Because the AFL will look at having a few blockbusters early in the season gather momentum, Damien.
Almost certainly, Bill. I mean, we had Travis Hall, didn't we, on the Saturday rub, and he's in charge of fixturing. And I felt his answer to that question was all but confirmation. Yeah. Now, he didn't quite confirm it, but the fact he was prepared to engage in conversation around the Richmond-Collingwood specifics of that June 11 match was enough for me to think, it's the return game. And it has been doing the rounds for some time. Just on the specifics of what the fixture is going to look like in rounds 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I believe that will be all the matches that they do announce later this week or early next week. They won't go beyond round 5, I feel. And if it is beyond round 5, it won't be for much longer than that. But for a couple of reasons, the hub set up in southeast Queensland, you'll find matches will be played exclusively by and amongst those 6 teams in that area. Now, they don't want to have the derby, the showdown, or the Q clash amongst that initial return to football. Ooh. So the planning around that is to have those games played later in the season, so you can remove those games, at least the way from what the AFL is working on right now, from the equation. And we also know that Port Adelaide played Gold Coast in round 1, so you take that game out of the equation too. So they will be playing amongst themselves in that initial offering, and then that leaves the 2 Sydney teams to play both in Sydney and in Victoria against the 10 Victorian teams.
Hoping for the best for Jack Stephen Purple. We know he's had a troubled time of it over the last year or so. What's the latest there?
Yeah, it's a sad one, Jim, isn't it? 1 a.m. Sunday morning was the time in which he reported himself and admitted himself into Cabrini Hospital in Melbourne, and he then was transferred to another hospital. The club, even as we speak, is yet to get to the bottom of it. He hasn't spoken to police, at least hadn't until halfway through today that we know of. And until they do that, and until they can get some clarity on it, we just don't know what indeed happened there, Jim. They have confirmed that there was damage done to his chest region, but that doesn't require further surgery. So from a football perspective, he's all clear, but clearly, from a mental health perspective, he's not, and that is where the concern lies. And just once they do get to the bottom of it, the AFL itself needs to also be aware and needs to ask its own questions as to how he presented himself in that condition at that point in time. But
so
I think in order of the events, it's the mental health surrounding him, which has now been public for some time when he was even at St Kilda.
Geelong would want to know too, I reckon, what's happened there. But let me tell you, much loved already. Only been down there, this year. But much loved. The players love him. Trains really hard. And a close-knit family. So all the best to his family too. But
we wish him well. Now, speaking of edicts, if you like, or restrictions or things that are, you know, during this lockdown, Purple, you know, the decisions have been made that that'll never happen again. There's an anti-podcast law now for our man Ash Stewart.
No more.
Never again.
No. In fact, I think you and Giles needs to actually put that into his next contract. Yeah. Just stay swing between the flags.
No. What about those put to sleep ones? You know, they play nice music or waves or water. You could listen to Ash and go to sleep at night.
Well, you wouldn't need anesthesia at a hospital.
And also, Jim, I don't know if he comes back on the rub. To interview coaches, AFL coaches.
Not again. He's a long way below the standard required for. Mind you, so's Duck. What about when he started singing?
Yeah, no more singing, Duck. And Brian, no more big noting. Brian reckons he knows billionaires.
Andrew Gaze.
What's happened to us? The highlight of the weekend was Duck, who just was otherwise engaged for the first 6 minutes of their time together on the weekend, and then just wanted to step back over a conversation. We fully thrashed out because he'd finally been able to bring himself to the attention of the group.
He, as I say, he's got room to manoeuvre to get back up to the level. But we need footy back, Purple, because there's only so much more of that crap we can speak.
That's right. Well, at least it compelled us to bring back to life the glass eye, didn't it? So I think that might get a run around between now and the rest of the year as well.
Yeah, just during the bounce of the ball, Ash, through to the final siren, and outside of that, go back and sell your air conditioning units. I think that's how it works. Hey, Purple, great chatting to you.
Thanks, boys.
Well, Jim, isolation, lockdown, I tell you what's happened. What? People are doing their own projects. They think they're the next Master Chef. Yes. They're getting carried away with themselves.
Home improvements.
Tradies that aren't tradies at home. And guess what, Jim?
What's happening?
It's been a spark of...
A spark.
A spark wave of emergency injuries. I'm reading it here at the Alfred. At the Alfred, they're getting all these people coming in, Jim, and they've got unusual injuries.
Spark wave.
Because, yes, they've been climbing ladders and falling off the walls or the gutters and things like that. There's been a lot of burns because of they think they're the next chef. So it's just not on, Jim. There's silly, silly people out there.
Oh, I see. A spark wave.
A spark wave.
Yep.
That's what it says in the headline. I couldn't really... I thought that wouldn't be right, but it says that. A spark wave of emergency injuries at the Alfred. Mm.
Righto.
So it got me thinking, Jim.
Did it?
So I got the... I think it's the Grey Nicks, by the way.
Oh, hello.
The Grey Nichols, and I'm Rick McCosker.
Oh, that might be the quadruple scoop.
Oh, is that
the... Remember those with the two and two?
What a Rick McCosker. What bat did he use?
I can't remember. Bloody good player, though, Rick McCosker.
Until he tried to hook that ball that day and bang. But, Jim, I've been thinking about it. 133353. Hence, what have you injured while in isolation? Unusual.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Jim.
Come on.
Well, you nearly set the bathroom on fire.
No, I did, and I burnt my own fingers too with the molten plastic landing on them. Rabbits, we've got the best prizes in radio. What are you giving away, please?
A $100 Vino Mofo voucher, vinomofo.com, best place to buy your wine online, and some tailor-made Tour Response golf balls.
Oh, and they are fantastic. What about that for a set of prizes? God,
very good. And I think it's Spike. It's been a spike of injuries.
I would have thought Spike would be it. Yeah, not a spark wave.
Yes, Jimmy boy, when have you injured yourself unusual in isolation? Not even that way around. But anyway, we've got plenty of callers. But
yes, we have. We'll get to them in a second.
Exactly. Yep. But why I brought it up, Jim, is that Brian May, you know Brian May from Queen.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, the weird gollywogged haired guitarist.
Grey. It's kind of gone grey now, but the guitarist,
But it's all ringy sort of, it looks like those ones that a judge wears.
But he's got...
sitting in court.
That's it, Queen's Counsel.
Like Lee Tudor. So he had to go to hospital, Jim, because he tore his bum muscles while gardening. He was out gardening and must have moved or was down there too long on his haunches, and he tore his buttock muscles.
Gluteus maximus.
Gluteus maximus. I am gluteus maximus. I am
Yes, you are. You are an ass.
That's unusual, Bill.
Darren Berry can do that. the whole verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Bill. Yeah. No, no, that's good. Right. So we've sort of moved right away from
Darren Berry. But yeah, he
doing
was down gardening, maybe gardening too long, and he had to go to hospital, Jim, and he can't walk around, he can't move, he can't walk properly. Any time he sits down, it hurts. So that's kind of unusual.
Yes, it is, especially a lockdown injury. All right, so let's get to the calls. So Michael's there, Fat.
In Carlinda?
Clorinda. Clorinda, mate.
Clorinda. Get it right, Jim, Clorinda. You flog.
Yeah.
What happened, Vicky boy?
Well, I actually fractured the lower part of my hip doing rock and roll dancing.
Oh, rock and roll dancing.
Yeah, we're doing that move where you come back to bank, link arms, guy leans over and the woman kicks her feet up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, I know.
She kicked up really high as I was leaning over, slid up my shoulders, which put the weight on top of my shoulders, so I've gone head first into the tiles. Yeah. and then their legs have come down, so the weight's gone back on my hip, so I'm on that angle like a triangle.
Yeah.
And the knees gave way and they just smashed to the ground and pushed the left ball joint straight through the back of the hip and pushed it 8 centimetres into the muscle.
All right.
Fractured his hip, Bill.
It's called rock-a-willy dancing, I think.
It is, mate.
Yeah. See, Jim, I know it, rock-a-willy.
Oh, you knew it, did you?
I knew that. Yeah. And, geez, he's done the forehead, he's hit that, and then he's done the old fracture of the hip. Well done, Mick. That's not a bad effort.
No, he's done pretty well out of all of that. Andrew's there in Bentley, Fat.
Hello, Andrew.
Yep. How you going, boys?
What have you done in ISO?
probably a bit of a common one, this.
Yep.
The old backyard golf net, homemade.
Yep.
Bit of timber around the house and about $30 worth of bird netting from Bunnings.
Yeah.
Shanked it into the frame, off the fence, straight into my shin.
Mate, that hurts. It's actually a tough thing to do, Andrew. I actually split the skin under my eye at Kingston Heath, hitting the ball into a tree and then hitting my own head. to hit yourself with the golf ball you've hit, Andrew, is a difficult thing to do.
Yep.
You came to work after that, Jim.
Actually, I did. No, I did. Came to work there and then got stitched up by the club doctor straight away afterwards. And all I got for not only the show we did, but then the Friday Rub, was you and the rest of them putting SH1T on me the whole time.
Fair enough, too, because you're crying like a sookie, sookie, la la.
Did nothing of the sort. Bill.
Andrew wins.
Bill.
Guess who wins the TaylorMade Tour Response Ball?
Who wins them?
Well, I reckon Drewy, who come back and hit him, so that's a good effort.
Yes, a dozen are the best.
So, Drewy, you've won a dozen tailor-made golf balls.
Beautiful.
Oh, right, there for you. But
Tour quality, by the way, doesn't cost the same as tour quality.
That's right there,
Bill.
Yeah.
You're handing the prizes out pretty quick. What about the rest of the call?
Oh, they've dropped off. Jill must have hung up on them. Fair dinkum. And Jill's got Ethan out there and they've hung up. Because there was Brian and Graham and Raymond.
Raymond. Cedric.
So Toby. Michael gets never, not on your life. Never ring us
and
again.
And Michael, if he rings back, because he's hung up too. They're all hanging
never
up.
Never call us again, please.
Toby. Michael wins the
$100 Vino Mofo voucher.
Vino Mofo voucher.
VinoMofo.com.
No. So
did Michael fracturing his hip remind you of when Bill rode a bike in New York, Jim?
Oh, I didn't fracture my hip. No?
I just went over the handlebars. That's as funny as I've ever seen.
But I jumped straight back up, and guess what?
Didn't
I got
you?
Back on the bike.
Didn't you, Justin? Anyway, Fat, that's a reminder of why we don't give you the Monday phone topic, just the two callers.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's in the same boat, Jim. We just all couldn't give a stuff about Mondays. Let it go, and we start again Tuesday.
Let's go with something humorous.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, no. When he starts laughing like that, Rabs, you know it's going to be
confidence.
Poor.
I've got to get myself going. I don't know if this is one of the great ones. Mightn't go down in history. A young man was in love with two women, Jim.
Yes.
And could not decide which of them to marry. Finally, he went to a marriage counsellor, and when asked to describe his two loves, he noted that one was a great poet and the other made delicious pancakes.
Right.
Oh, said the counsellor, I see what the problem is. You can't decide whether to marry for batter or for verse.
Oh, no. That's truly horrific. Don't say another word about the joke. Like, don't repeat it or think that is there a way to make it funny.
Or do you want to hear another one?
Just finish the show up.
I might have to turn you off, actually.
Just hideous. Like, that's just putrid.
I liked it. Can you hear me on Raptors? Woo! Sam Plank, boom, never ring again.
Monday's no good
never
for fat.
Call us again.
What a flattener. What a flat finish.
Actually, you'd certainly marry for batter.
I'm flat as a pancake. Woo!
Flat as a pancake. No more words from fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Steady, hot and strong.